Sylvia Earle's birthplace, she was born on a New Jersey farm in 1935, might explain why, as a child, she became an explorer with a special empathy for animals.
My parents of all parents, didn't discourage that. In fact, they encouraged it. My mother was known as the bird lady of the neighborhood. Anything injured or any unusual creature that somebody found, they would always come to our doorstep.
When she was 12, Earle's family moved to Florida on the Gulf of Mexico. That's where she got her first glimpse underwater using a copper diving helmet borrowed from the boy next door, the son of a sponge fisherman. She tried scuba as an undergrad at Florida State University.
I was just enchanted with the opportunity to cruise around, stand on one finger, feel the weightlessness of being free in the sea. I could do backflips and somersaults and just sit there quietly and watch the creatures watching me.
After that, Earle was hooked by the sea, and she never regretted it. For her PhD thesis, she set out to catalog every species in the Gulf of Mexico, a project that she continues to this day.
That was the first clue that I had that most of the ocean has yet to be explored.
Sylvia Earle was right. While oceans cover more than 70% of the Earth's surface, only 5% of this vast world is known. Earle has spent her life trying to raise that percentage. In 1970, she spent 2 weeks in an enclosed habitat on the ocean's floor off the U.S. Virgin Islands as head of a women's research team. She says having the luxury to observe the reef ecosystem day and night underscored an important scientific truth. All living creatures share a common chemistry.
And knowing that should sensitize us to how we're vulnerable to the same kinds of things that we're doing to poison the planet. We need to remember that every day, that we are a part of the living system that makes all of what we care about possible.
Over her long career, Earle has published scientific papers and books, been a popular lecturer, and led more than 60 expeditions. She's logged more than 6,000 hours underwater. But scuba gear could take her only so far. In the 1980s, she founded a company that designs and builds vehicles that operate remotely from land or are manned for underwater travel.
It's like being in your personal bubble and to fly underwater. That is another transforming experience.
Earle was appointed chief scientist for the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in 1990. Later that decade, she directed the Sustainable Seas Expedition, a 5-year exploration of U.S. national marine sanctuaries. On a memorable dive, an octopus wrapped itself unexpectedly around Earle's submersible.
She had eggs clutched in her arms. I didn't see that right away, but then I realized that this was a girl octopus, a mom, and literally, we danced. We danced for almost an hour. I would move toward the octopus, and she would stay there, and then I'd back off a little bit, and then she'd come over to me. It was amazing.
Earle says the encounter inspired her with a sense of wonder and hope. Oceans are vital to life, she says. Not only are they central to the fresh water cycle, they preserve biodiversity, consume carbon dioxide, produce oxygen, and impact climate. Despite her optimism, she's troubled that over half the world's ocean species have disappeared during her lifetime.
90% of the big fish and many of the little fish are now down to tiny fractions of what they once were. Some say optimistically 10%. Of the sharks are there. Some sharks, however, are down to maybe 1%, very close to just going over the edge forever.
Earle is driven to reverse the trend.
As a scientist, I have to keep exploring. It's just what I do. Part of it is because of the obligation to give back, the joy of giving back. But the other part is the sense of urgency because of the changes that are taking place that I have had special opportunities to witness.
And as a witness, Sylvia Earle says it's her duty to inform. People can't care unless they know, she says, and adds they can't act if they don't care. In her book, Ocean, an Illustrated Atlas, published in 2008, she eloquently writes, "If we so choose, We have the power to craft a world where we respect and live in peace with ourselves and with a mostly blue world that sustains us. I'm Roseanne Scherbel.